the chatzur is still allowed to carry up until the place where the mechitza was. And the other chatzur is allowed to carry out from their house into the chatzur up until the place where their first mechitza was. Why? Because we say Shabbos, kivan shutru hutru. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the heter was chal. Now what happened is not missing real mechitzas. The mechitzas are still there. Just the wall fell down in between the two chaserim, so now the hilchos erev is bottled. But I'll call upon him for that. We say, kivan shutru hutru. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, the heter remains those Shabbos. So the Gemara of Ahod, the Rav, la beferish itma. That Rav said, this din, he didn't say beferish. No, it's only from a klal. Elo meklol itma. It's only a raya from something else that he said that we see that's Rav's halachim. That Rav's hold what? That it's awesome. What's the raya? The Rav and Shmuel have a yasri by hu chotzer. Rav and Shmuel were sitting down in the chotzer. And the maisa was nofal gudo de bene bene. Now between one chotzer and the other chotzer, the wall fell down on Shabbos. The wall that divided the two chaserim, that made it mutter for each one to make their own area of chaseris, fell down now. Is, what's the locha? Is Amalahu Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shakula Glima, Shmuel said, you know what, now that the wall fell down, let's put the wall up again. Shakula Glima, go take your jacket, go take your shirt, Nagidabu, and put it up to make that be the mechitza. Like, put the mechitza back up again. That's what Shmuel said. On Shabbos, let's put the mechitza back up again. Ahadrinu Rav Liyate. Now Rav turned his face around as if to say he's not masking to this Pesach. Is Omalu Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ikopid Abba, if like you, Rava, you're Makbid, you, Rav, you're Makbid not to do this, Ishakulu Hemanayu, go take your belt, the Kotrubo, and tie it up. In other words,
So the Pshat here, like Shmuel said, if you, Rav, you hold it's also to carry in this Chotzer. Like you said, since the wall fell down now, so one chotzer asks on the other chotzer, so it's also to carry the glima. Like I told Shmuel said, I told the Yetzer was carry the cloth, carry your coat, and put it up to hang it up as a mechitza. But you, Rav, hold no, you're not allowed to carry the mechitza in this chotzer, because since the wall broke down, now it's also. So therefore Shmuel told them back, the Miri is mas, was like Lashem Bebichusa. He meant like to make a joke out of it, like to say, no manashach, you hold, you can't carry, so okay, don't carry. You know what? Just walk there, and you're wearing your belt. Take off your belt there and tie it up to make the mechitza. But Rav, he didn't mean to say that according to Rav, this should be mutter. Because according to Rav, Lemaisa, when the wall fell down, it's also to carry now. Because these two mechitzas are open one to the other. So in such a case, to make this mechitza on Shabbos Avada would be osur. But this is called the mechitza that's being matter. And any time a mechitza is being matter isurim, you're not allowed to make the mechitza, even though it's a mechitza's aray. Mashenkin, according to Shmuel, Shmuel says no, even though this wool fell down, still you're allowed to carry in these chotzes on Shabbos. But they say, hoyo b'hutru hutru, since at the beginning of Shabbos was mutter to carry out, you're still allowed to carry out. Therefore, according to Shmuel, two things. First of all, you're allowed to carry the gleam in this chotzer. You're allowed to carry a coat, because without at the beginning of Shabbos, there was a heta, the heta still remains. And who are then you allowed to make the mechitza on Shabbos? Because at the Gemara soon good answer, this mechitza didn't come lahatir to be matir anything, because you're allowed to carry even without the mechitza. The only purpose of this mechitza was only with snias, only to make a private seat. So that's called the mechitza's aray, that you are allowed to make on Shabbos. But according to Rav, that Rav holds no, now that the mechitza fell down, you're not allowed to carry it at all. And this chotzer, so there are two chasuranis here. One chasuran is you're not allowed to carry in this chotzer. So, and the second chasuran is you're not allowed to make the mechitza. Because by making the mechitza, there's an issa to make a mechitza on Shabbos when the mechitza is coming to be matter something. So that's what the Miri says. That Shmuel told Rav here, you know what, if you don't want to carry the coat, just take off your belt and tie it up. So that's good, you're not going to be over the issa of carrying. But our kolbon and mavadim is still also to tie the mechitza up to make the mechitza back again. That's why the Miri says that Shmuel just meant to say Lashon B'Bichusa. Like enough to say, what's wrong here? Do you want to know something is wrong? No, take off your belt and tie up the mechitza with your belt. So the Gemara explains now. Why do you have to make this mechitza altogether? For Omar, Shmuel himself says, Zeh metalt ad ikr mechitza. This chotz is allowed to carry till the place where the mechitza was. V'zeh metalta ad ikr mechitza. And the other chotz is allowed to carry up until the place where the first wall was. So what do you have to make a mechitzah altogether for? Even without the mechitzah, it's mutter to carry. Have the Gemara Shmuel Ovid Litzniyusa Bialma. And Echnami, that Shmuel made the wall here wasn't to give it a heter to carry because of the wall. Another rabba. If you would have needed this mechitzah to make a heter, it would be also to make the mechitzah on Shabbos. But the pshat is you're allowed to carry without this mechitzah. Why did Shmuel tell them to put up the mechitzah, to make the mechitzah with the glima, with the coat? The teretz was tamlitz niyusa b'yalma, just to make some privacy there, to make it that one doesn't see what the other one is doing. So the Gemara now, v'rav, havakash and rav, is svira le the osir, if you say it's osir, that you hold when this wall fell down, it's osir to carry now in these two chatzerim. And nuwa din it's osir to make the mechitzah, of Zoy Leimalei. Why didn't Rav like make a machor? Rav should have yelled out and say it's also, it's also. They're not allowed to do it. And the Gemara asked Shmuel Hevi. The Pshat was this was the place where Shmuel was the Morad Asra. And the place where Shmuel is the Morad Asra, he's allowed to pask in the way he wants to. So therefore Rav didn't say anything. For the Gemara Hochi, if that was the Pshat, my time I had Rin Liape, so why did Rav turn around his head altogether? The Chura, since this was Shmuel's place, Shmuel has a right to pass in this way, Rav should have just kept quiet. And for the Gemara, the Leinemru Kishmuel Shvirle, that the Talmidim, people that saw this Maisa, they should not say over that Rav was masking to Shmuel. There is to say that Rav also was like Shmuel. Therefore, Rav didn't want to be Moichi, can't say, no, you're not allowed to do it, because this is Shmuel's place. But upon him, Rav turned around his head, that the people was there should know that Rav argues. Just the reason why it wasn't Meicha, because this wasn't his place. This was the Asra of the Shmuel. Shmuel has a right to Paskin the way he wants to when he's the Morad Asra there. Alright, we'll stop here. By the Mishnah. Yeah. Mishnah says, Tzadik Dalajim, Chotzer Shanifritzor L'Rishus HaRabim. We have a chotzer. Mitzchila was a reshus hayochi. It had four walls to it. And now the fourth wall broke down. Shenifritzo came a big pirtza there that opened up to the reshus harabim. Is dalocho hamachnis mitoycho le reshus hayochid. If somebody carries something from this chotzer now into a reshus hayochid, oy me reshus hayochid le toycho, or else you carry from a reshus hayochid from your house into this chotzer now that's opened up on the fourth wall to the reshus harabim, is dalocho chayiv. Yechayiv Pasha means midiraisa. In other words, we consider this chotzer now like a Rishus Rabin. So you're carrying from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid, that's Yechayiv. Diva Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That since this chotzer was opened up completely to Rishus Rabin, it also gets a din like a Rishus Rabin. And if you carry now from Rishus Yochid into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv midiraisa. The Chachamim say no. It's not called the Rishus HaRabin. It still has three walls around it. No, the Chacham says like this. Mi toicho le Rishus HaRabin. If you carry from inside the Chotzer to Rishus HaRabin. Oy me Rishus HaRabin le toicho. Or else you carry from a Rishus HaRabin into the Chotzer. The Alocher is Potter. Your only Potter means midiraisa. There's no Isra at all. Mifnei sheik a Karmelis. Because it's considered a Karmelis now, this Chotzer. So true, it's Potter Aval Osir. Midirabonan, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus Rabin into this Chotzer now. Since this Chotzer doesn't have four walls, the fourth wall is opened up to Rishus Rabin, it has a shame of a Carmelist now. That Midirabonan, you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelist into Rishus Rabin, or from Rishus Rabin into a Carmelist, or else from Rishus Yochid into the Carmelist. So Midirabonan, it's also to carry from this Chotzer into Rishus Rabin. But Midiraisi a Potter. Because midiraisa the chotzer is not considered Rishus Rabin, therefore if you carry from Rishus Rabin or from Rishus Yochid into this chotzer, you put the midiraisa. It's only Yosim midirabonin. So the Gemara, for Rabbi Eliezer, mishum the nifritzol Rishus Rabin, hevil or Rishus Rabin, churus akasha. The chotzer the churus still has three walls around it, so the fourth wall broke down. And it's opened up to Rishus Rabin. So just because the fourth wall is open to Rishus Rabin inside the chotzer, inside this front yard, it becomes Rishus Rabin. What kind of svar is that? The churich is still like let the chum say. The churich at most it should be a karmelis, but not a Rishus Rabin. The Rishus Rabin don't walk through this now. It's still a private property. So the Gemara nine in. It's true. Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his shita. The Tanya we learned.
We had a Gemara in Bava Basra. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbin Sheboru Derech Liatzmon. If a rabbin, like a Rishus Rabbin, is walking through a road, they met into a Rishus Rabbin, and they're walking through now somebody's chotzer, through somebody's private property. Is Alocha Shebiru Derech Liatzmon. They chose for themselves a derech. There is through somebody's fields, they made themselves a road to go through it. Is Alocha Masha Biru Biru. What they chose for themselves has halacha like the Rishus Rabbim, and they have a right to continue walking through that road now, and it becomes Rishus Rabbim. So you see, even though at the beginning it was private property, but now when the Rabbim decide to walk through this road, and they made the road into Rishus Rabbim, it automatically becomes Rishus Rabbim. Here also, even though this Chotzer Metchila was private property, belonged to one person, now when the fourth wall broke down to the Rishus Rabbim, so the Rishus Rabbim now start to walk into this Chotzer, that automatically makes it into Rishus Rabbim. So Drashi Mashi Biru Biru, V'yeni Rishoy LeGoydra, and the Bailam can't chase them away and can't build up his wall again. Al Makonilo, you see when a Rabbim goes through a field, they have a right to make it into Rishus Rabbim. No, there's still no raya from this din to our Mishnah. The Yom Rav Gid Lomar Rav, Rav Gid Lomar Rav said Shan that Gemara in Bava Basra, Vu Shaov Dolehem Derech V'yosa Soda. What we're dafka talking about, we're talking about true, the field belongs to Reuven. But Metchila, there was a path through that field that the Rabbim used to use. And now they lost it. They forgot where the road is. It started to grow grass all over the field, and they forgot exactly which path is the Rabbim's path. In such a case, then Reb Lezer says that if the Rabbim now choose any path they want through this field, they have a right to choose the path. Because since at the beginning, they had a right to walk through there. There was a public path to walk through the field. So even though now the grass grew all over and they lost they forgot where their path is, they can make themselves a new path. But in our case, talking about, the Metchila was a good chotzer. It was Mama's private property. The Rabbim had no right at all to walk through it. So now when the fourth wall breaks down, who gives the Rabbim a right to walk through the wall, through the Chotzer? It still should not be a Rishus Rabbim. There's no right from that din where a Rabbim choose their road. They're talking about Metchila, they had a right. They had a road. No, they lost it. So they have a right now to choose whichever one they want. But here they never have a right to walk through the Chotzer. So how could the Chotzer become now a Rishus Rabbim? The Chitayman, maybe you tell me, maybe here also we're talking about the Mishnah talking about such a chotzer that Metchilo the Rabbim had a right to walk through it. No, they lost, they forgot which path is this. Now the fourth wall broke down, so now they chose their own path where to walk through it. That's why it's called Rishus Rabbim. Fredimar Bomer Rabbi Chanina ad Mokam Mechitza Machloikis. The old Machloikis is up until the Mokam Mechitza. So Rashi, what does that mean? For Yom Rav Chanina, ad mokim mechitzes machloikis. To mashmiya, kol hachotze kula, ad mokim hamechitze hayuchachomim oysen oysen karmelis. Mashmiya machloikis, the Mishnah is, the whole area of the chotzer, up until where the exact wall, the mokim where the wall fell down. That the whole mokim hachotze hachom say is only called the karmelis. And on this, Reb Lezer says it's called the Rishus Rabbim. Mashma, the whole area of the Chotzer is considered the Rishus Rabbim. Aval b'mokim mechitza, but on the place exactly where the wall was standing, and now the fourth wall fell down, is Moida. Here everybody is Moida, it's called the Rishus Rabbim. So the whole Machlokes is only the whole area of the Chotzer until the mokim where the wall was. But the place where the wall was, everybody's masking for Reb Lezer, it's called the Rishus Rabbim. Is Mechlaud Reb Lezer Meshavi Lelekula Rishus Rabbim. Mashm, according to Reb Lezer, the whole Chotzer, the whole area becomes Rishus Rabbim. So if you're telling me now, we're talking about that Metchila, there was a path, the Rabbim had a right to walk through this Chotzer. And they forgot which path they had. So now they'd rather choose their own path. So that would be good, whichever path they choose, just the Mokum of the path should be Rishus Rabbim, not the whole Chotzer. But here it's Mashma for now Mishnah that the whole Chotzer becomes Rishus Rabbim. So that's Shver. Why should the whole Chotzer become Rishus Rabbim? They didn't have a right to use it beforehand. Now, just because the wall falls down, why should the Rabbim have a right to use the whole Chotzer? And for the Gemara name Ema al Moka Mechitza Machlokes, maybe no. I tell you true. The whole chotzer itself, the area of the chotzer, even Rabbi Lezer is moida. It's not called Rishus Rabin. That at most is only called the Karmelis. So the Machlokes, when does Rabbi Lezer call it Rishus Rabin? Only the Moka Mechitza. Only that one stretch of land where the wall was standing. When that wall falls down, that Mokum becomes Rishus Rabin. That's Pshat Rabbi Lezer. And why does it become Rishus Rabin? So now we can make this a Kimta. We're talking about that at the beginning, the Rabin had a path to walk through this Chotzer. And they lost it. So now when the wall falls down, they have a right to choose for themselves this path to walk through it. Therefore, that path becomes Rishus Rabin, according to Rabbi Lezer. The Iboy Yisem, another Teretz, says no. They true, they never had a right to walk through this Chotzer yet. So they never had a right to walk through the Chotzer. How come it becomes Rishus Rabin now, according to Rabbi Lezer? The Teretz says, B'tzidei Rishus Rabin Kamiflagi. So Mechlekes here, what's the halacha of a tzidei? That means the sides of Rishus Rabin. There's the main path, Beverly here. That's the main Rishus Rabin. And then let's say there's a little indention inside one house, one store, starts in all the way further in. That's called, now right in front of it, it's called a tzidei Rishus Rabin. It's called the sides of Rishus Rabin. Not mamash the path of Rishus Rabin. The path of the Rabin is on Beverly, in the streets, in the gutter. Now, one store has a big indention in, so that's called the Tzidei Rishus Rabin. That's the famous machlekes for Rabbi Lezer Nachomim. What din does a Tzidei, the size of Rishus Rabin, have? To Rabbi Lezer Sava, Tzidei Rishus Rabin, Rishus Rabin Dami. That the sides of Rishus Rabin is also considered like a Rabin, a Rishus Rabin. Even though it's not so easy for them to walk, the mush like here. There was the Chotzer. Now the Chotzer came all the way up to Rishus Rabin. Now the fourth wall, this wall that's near the Rishus Rabin, caved in. So now the Rabin, if they want to, they could walk onto that Mokum where the wall is. But it's not so easy for them, because they have to walk in, walk straight up, then walk out again to go further. It's much more geschmack to walk straight down Rishus Rabin. So therefore, the indention of the wall is called a tzidei, the sides of Rishus Rabin. That Rabbi Lezer Shittari, that also has a locha like Rishus Rabin. Rabbonin Savri, the Rabbonin al-Mishnah hold, no, tzidei Rishus Rabin. Since it's not mamish the direct path of the Rishus Rabin, it's only a side indention into the Rishus Rabin, lav Rishus Rabin domi. That's not so nich, it's not so easy geschmack for them to walk through it. It doesn't have a din like Rishus Rabin. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. Like just the mokem ha-mechitza, the tzidei Rishus Rabin, is that considered the Rishus Rabin or not? So tomorrow, the liflug b'tzidei Rishus Rabin bi'alma. So if that's the machlekes now Mishnah, what do we have to have a modern case that at first there was a chotzer, and then the fourth wall broke down, and now the rabbim have a right to walk into the makam of the wall? Is that makam called the Rishus Rabin or not? Let's say a poshut case. We have a regular Rishus Rabin, and there's a tzidei Rishus Rabin, there's a side path to the Rishus Rabin. What din does the side path have? Is it considered like Rishus Rabin or not? Like, if that's the machlokes now Mishnah, what do you have to have a modern case for? Say a poshut case. A real case of a tzidei Rishus Rabin. Empty Gemara, if luga b'tzidei Rishus Rabin b'yalma. If we would only tell you now Mishnah, the machlokes, by your real side of Rishus Rabin, have a mean, and I would say, ki pligi rabbonin le'di Rabbi Lezer. When does Rabbi Lezer argue on the rabbonin? When do the rabbonin argue on Rabbi Lezer to say that the size of the Rishus Rabin is not considered like Rishus Rabin? Hani, mili, when is that? Hey, chod ika chifufe. I'll tell you, only when there are sides to there are chifufe means like little stumps. Like usually in the Rishus Rabin itself, at the end of the Rishus Rabin, there are stumps. Like side posts to know, here ends the Rishus Rabin. Now in between the posts, if you want to walk in, you can walk in there. That's called Tzidei Rishus Rabin. Now since there are stumps there, that's why the Rabbanan say that further inside the stump is not called Rishus Rabin anymore. Because there's like a mark there to know. Like outside the stumps, that's the real Rishus Rabin. If you want it, if it gets too crowded there, true, you could take a little walk inside, but since there are stumps there blocking the real hillock of the Rabin to go into the Tzidei Rishus Rabin, that's why they say it's not considered Rishus Rabin. Because there's chifufei. Like Rashi says, Hani mili hechad ike chifufei. Stam Tzidei Rishus Rabin, a regular Rishus Rabin, ike chifufei means noyitzen yisedei savonim kederlus. On the sides of the Rishus Rabin have mamish stones there, like little yisoides, little pegs there. Somach l'koysel, near the wall, shlo yiziku koronos, you should not bump into the wall. For Yehu Avish Shebneim. Now this little area between the stumps and the wall, Lekais Lekaru Tidur Rishas Ravin. That's called the side of the Rishas Ravin. Like really, the Ravin could walk mamish up until the wall, but they put stumps a little bit further out of the wall. Today you shouldn't come to scratch yourself on the wall. But who? So in that area, I would think Havamino, who the Pligi Rabbonin? That's where the Rabbonin argue on Rabbi Elazar. The Omru Lav Rishus Rabbin who? Such a side is not called Rishus Rabbin. The Yosla Tatla Metech Rishus Rabbin. You're not allowed to carry from the Rishus Rabbin three Amis into the side. Mishum Deika Hefsik, because there's something to divide up between the Rishus Rabbin and the sides. The Rabbin doesn't walk straight into the side. So tomorrow, but where there are no stumps from the Rishus Rabbin to the side of the Rishus Rabbin, maybe the Rabbonin. That's why we have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about that there are no stumps at all. We're talking about you had your Chotzer Mamish came straight up to the Rishus Rabbin. And true, you had a fourth wall there, but now that wall caved in. There's no wall at all. So for the Rabbin now to walk into the Chotzer is normal. It's not so hard to walk in. So maybe since there are no stumps dividing the Rabbin and the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, maybe here the Rabbonin are moided to Reb Lezer that such a Tzidei is considered Rishus Rabbin. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No. Even in such a case, even though it's very easy for the Rabbin to walk into this Chotzer, but still, since that's not the real Hiluch of the Rabbin doesn't gain too much, because true, you make a right turn and walk up. When you come to the end of the Chotzer, you have to make another left turn and go straight up to the Rishus Rabbin. So therefore, it's not called a direct hiluch for the Rabbin. Therefore, it's not called the Rishus Rabbin according to the Rabbonin. But that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though there are no stumps between the Rishus Rabbin and the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, still it's not considered the Rishus Rabbin dummy. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. For the Gemara, v'mitoichoi komer. The Chor our Mishnah is mashma carrying from inside the Chotzer to outside the Chotzer. So mashma, the whole inside of the chutz is called the Rishus Rabbin, according to Reb Lezer. Now the Mishnah says, according to Reb Lezer, if you carry from inside to a Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv Midiraisa. So as mashma, the whole inside of the chutz is called the Rishus Rabbin. And the way we're learning now, it's not the pshat, the whole inside of the chutzur, it's only the mokum of the kaisel, the tzidei Rishus Rabbin. Only the first few feet that are right near the Rishus Rabbin, that mokum is called the tzidei Rishus Rabbin. Only that mokum does Rabbi Lezer call the Rishus Rabbin. But the real inside of the chutzur, he's mighty, that's not called the Rishus Rabbin. And that's not mashma, the Mishnah's mashma, the whole toichai, the whole inside of the chutzur, is considered Rishus Rabbin. And tomorrow, that's not shver. I did the Yomar Rabbonim mitoichoi. Since the Rabbonim use a lashon of the inside to the outside, it's like a caramelist to Rishus Rabbim, Omar Iunami. Rabbi Lezer also uses such a lashon, mitoichoi, from inside to outside. But really, according to Rabbi Lezer, what's called the Rishus Rabbim is not the real inside of the Chotzer, it's only the first few feet that are right near the Rishus Rabbim. Those few feet are called Sidei Rishus Rabbim, the sides of the Rishus Rabbim, that according to Rabbi Lezer, even the sides of Rishus Rabbim also has a loch like a Rishus Rabbim. For the Gemara now of Rabbonin, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Sidei Rishus Rabbim, O Mahadra Le'inu Mitoichoi. Before they're not talking to the point. If Reb Lezer is talking about the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, how come the Rabbanan answer him back to say carrying from inside the Chotzer to the outside? Like the Chur, there is no Machlekes. Reb Lezer is also Moida that the inside of the Chotzer is only called the Karmelis. Reb Lezer's whole Chiddush is that the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, the first few feet not right near the Rishus Rabbin, that's still considered Rishus Rabbin. So if that's the whole machlokes Reb Lezer, why is Shren Rabbonin? Why do they use the lashon to say mitoicho? That if you carry from inside the chotzer to outside, it's like carrying from a karmelis to Rishus Yochid. Reb Lezer is also made to that. If you carry from the middle of the chotzer to outside, Reb Lezer also that's called the karmelis. So if the Rabbonim want to argue on Reb Lezer, they shouldn't say the lashon from inside to outside. They should have said the same lashon as Tzidei Rishus Rabbin. They should have said if you carry from the sides of the chutzer, it's also called the karmelis. Now, the Gemara Hochi Komolei Rabbonim Reb Lezer. This is what the Rabbonim wanted to say back to Reb Lezer. Mi loy komoydis lon heicha detilto mitoichoi l'rishus Rabbin. Aren't the Rabbonim saying like this, Reb Lezer? Aren't you, Reb Lezer, gufa moydis to us that if you carry something, you pick up something in the middle of this chotzer, not a few feet near the Rishus Rabin, you pick up something mamish in the middle of the chotzer. So then even Rabbi Lezer is moida. The middle of the chotzer has no shaykhah to the Rishus Rabin. It's not a Rishus Rabin, so it's only called the Carmelis. Since now there are no four walls around this chotzer, there's only three walls, therefore it's called the Carmelis. So the Rabbanan sent Rabbi Lezer, you goof are moida to me, that if you pick up something from the middle of the chotzer and carry outside, it's only potter, because it's called from a kamlis to Rishus Rabim, it's only Asim Rabbanan. Or from Rishus Rabim to Toichai the potter. Who would then, if you carry something from Rishus Rabim, and you carry it all the way into the chotzer, and first put it down in the middle of the chotzer, that everybody holds your potter in such a case, midiraisa. Because you carry it from Rishus Rabim into a kamlis, that's mutter midiraisa. Why? Mithnei shei kamlis. Because the inside of the chotzer is considered a kamlis. So the Rabbanan say back to Blezoi Bazoi, Fide Nami, even the sides of the Schotzer, the first few feet right away from the Rishus Rabin is the same thing. Loishino is also called the Carmelis according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say the Rabin don't walk in those first few feet the way they walk through the Rishus Rabin itself. The Rishus Rabin is very easy to walk through. It's a straight road. To make the right turn and then come up and then make a left turn, it's not so easy. So the Rabbanan tell back to Rabbi Lezer, even the side of the chotzer should also only be a kamlis. Rabbi Lezer answers back, no. Ha som lo kodasi lo rabim. True, in the middle of the chotzer, the rabim sure don't walk in there. They have nothing to gain. They don't walk all the way into the middle of the chotzer because they'll have to walk right out again. Abahocha kodasi le rabim. But the first few feet of the chotzer near the Rishus Rabim, if it gets crowded in the rabim, it's very nice for them to have a little side path to walk on the side. So since the Rabim do walk through the Tzidi Rishus Rabim, that's Rabbi Lezer Shita to call it a Rishus Rabim, and this Rabbanan argument say no, even the Tzidi Rishus Rabim is not considered Rishus Rabim. In Halacha we hold that the Rabbanan have added that none of this is called Rishus Rabim. Since Lamaisa, it's only a Tzidi, it's only the side of the Rishus Rabim, it's not the axle or highway, the road for the Rabim, they still don't gain that much because they have to make a right turn, then go up, then make a left turn again. So Tzidi Rishus Rabim, we hold that the Rabbanan is not considered the Rishus Rabim. So at the Mishnah, Chotzer Shenifritzol Rishus Rabim, a Chotzer that opened up to Rishus Rabim. The Tchilat had four walls, and now the Chura, one or two, will soon see two walls, like caved down, or became a big pierce, a big hole in the wall, opened up to Rishus Rabim. Mishtei Ruchaseh, two sides, says two sides of the walls of the Chotzer, either caved in, not, it could be the whole wall, or else part of the wall, it's called a Nifritzer, it came a hole in the wall, on two sides. V'chein Bayit, the same thing if you have a house. Shenifratz Mishtei Ruchaseh, two walls of the house, got a big pierce, a big hole came in the wall of the house. V'chein movi, the same halacha we have in movi, the alleyway. That usually a movi has three good walls to it, and the fourth wall usually you have a kairor lechi. Now shenitlu kairosav lechiayev, you took off or on Shabbos, it fell down the kairor, or else the lechi. Either the beam going straight across on top, that's the kairor, or else the lechi, the beam going straight up, fell down. Is the halacha mutarim b'yos Shabbos? This Shabbos, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutra for them to carry, the hetter still remains throughout the whole Shabbos. We say, kivuch hutra hutra. The asurim lost it lovely. But for the next Shabbos though, then it's no good. Since the maisa, there are no four walls here, either to the chotzer or to the house, or to the movi, you're not allowed to carry the next Shabbos unless you fix the walls. Divi Rabbi Yehud, this is Rabbi Yehud Shita, that we say such a svara, kivuch hutra hutra. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, even though one of the walls caved in now, still it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi, amen, no. Rabbi Yossi says no, he says the chumra. He says, monashach, in mutarim l'yaisa Shabbos, mutarim l'asalavoy. If you're going to tell me it's mutter for the rest of the Shabbos, it has to be because these are called four good walls still, and it should be good for the next Shabbos also. V'yem asurim l'asalavoy, elamai yamaydit to me that these walls are no good walls. For the next Shabbos, they're not going to be good. You can't carry in the next Shabbos with these walls. You should know, even for this Shabbos also, it's awesome. And we don't say the Svarak even Shutru Hutru, since at the beginning of Shabbos was Mutter, when the walls fall down. We only say that Svarak Hilchas Erevin, if the Erev gets lost, or the Mechitz in between two Chatzerim broke down or got clogged up, then we say Kivan Shutra Hutra. But here in a case, Mamash, where a Mechitza caved down, you don't have good Mechitzas anymore, we say as soon as the Mechitzas fall down, you don't have four good Mechitzas now, it's us that they carry in this Mokim now on Shabbos. Yeah. So the Gemara. B'may yaskinin. What are we talking about now? The Mishnah says the chotzer and the bayis, two walls had a got a pirtza. What do we have to have two walls for? B'may yaskinin ilayim a b'yeser. If you're going to tell me what the pirtza, the hole in the wall, is only up until 10 amis, or b'zoi, maishna meruach achas. The yama pischahu. Master, if the hole was only in one wall, then it'll still be kosher. Avad you'll have to be carried. Why? Because a hole up until 10 amis in the wall is called a pesach. You're allowed to have a hole in the wall. Just like you could have a door in the wall, you could have a wide open space. As long as it's not wider than 10 amis, it's called a pesach. That's why on one wall, sheet is kosher. For the Gemara, Ibazoi, Mishtei Ruchas Nami, Pischu. Even on two different walls of the house, or two different walls of the chotzer, what do I care? It can be on four walls of the house. As long as each hole in the wall is only up until 10 amis, it's only called a pesach, it's only called an opening, and it doesn't break the mechitza. It's still considered you have mechitzas there. So the churit should still be mutter to carry, according to everybody. So why does our Mishnah say no? With two walls it's usher, mashmach only appears to happen to one wall, then it's mutter. What's the difference? Eli, you have to tell me, b'yeser me'yeser, we're talking about the hole in the wall, is wider than 10 amis. So anytime you have a hole in the wall, more than 10 amis, that's called like you break down the whole wall. There's no wall at all. Even if this pirtza just happened to one side, why does the Mishnah say two sides for him? Even on one side, if you have a chotzer has four walls around it. If on one wall they got a big hole there, more than 10 amos wide, it's considered like the whole wall is not here anymore. So if you have a chotzer just with three walls, it's also the carry. It's called the karmelis now. So why does the Mishnah say Madafka is Bishnei? On two sides it caved in. Even on one side it should also be possible. We're talking about no, up until 10 amos, not more. There's only a 10 amos pierce in the wall. So why is it possible then? 10 amos, we always say it's called the Pesach. We're talking about that the hole was in the corner.